Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This is your host, Art Bennett. We're talking to Father Richard Gill. We're talking about the obstacles to the faith. Father, you mentioned complacency. You mentioned how critical it is to establish a relationship with Christ that is personal. And you've talked about the liabilities of having ignorance of our faith. What are the other obstacles, Father?
Well, I would say that one thing that I run into a lot with people, given a lot of retreats and a lot of counseling and spiritual direction, is the importance of the formation of a person's conscience. We're all susceptible to sin. We all have a tendency to choose the easy path or the indulgent path. And it's very, very important that we have a properly formed conscience that's rooted really in the objective moral principles. I think a lot of people see conscience today more as a feeling, more as a kind of a vague sense or a sentiment. No, it's not that at all. And conscience is this decision that we make. You know, it's the light of God revealing to us the truth about our actions, and that we have to keep that very, very clear. That it's actually a choice that we make to opt for what's objectively morally true or not, and it takes continual education as well. Because the particulars of our lives and the choices that we make are almost unlimited. You know, we find ourselves in so many different situations, and it takes a continual reinforcement of what's true as far as what's morally good in order for us to be able to be making the right choices all the time.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about kind of taking conscience away from it being just sentimental or just kind of a vague feeling that kind of allows us to just kind of do our own thing. That's kind of where it's at in our culture today, isn't it, Father? I mean, the conscience is really radically undeveloped in our culture.
I think it is, and it's tragic. You know? And the more we go along that way, the more arbitrary our behavior becomes. You know? And people are pretty much able to justify anything that they want to justify by appeals to conscience. But conscience is based on the objective moral truth about the human person and about what's good for the human person. And it's not just an impulse or a sentiment that we feel at all. And I think what happens is that conscience can become darkened as well by the bad choices that we make and the evil things. Well, let's call a spade a spade. It's by the sins we commit. Mm-hmm. No, we begin to darken the conscience, and we don't see clearly what the truth is anymore. And I think this is very pervasive in our culture and society today. And this is a block spiritual growth in a tragic way, really tragic way, because we don't apprehend the truth anymore after a while. And we can't live with contradiction. We can't live in a hypocritical way. And when we're constantly faced with our own hypocrisy, that we believe one thing and we're doing something else, we can't go on like that. No, and it bothers us. No, so we tend not to see the truth of the matter anymore.
What would be a good productive step a person could take to start to have more delicacy of conscience and maturation of conscience, Father?
Well, I think first is to know the moral teaching of the Church, to study it. No, and the Catechism of the Catholic Church is an incredibly good source there. It's clear as day. It's objective, and it's no holds barred. It's just right there for you. I think that continual education in the truth is critically important. I would say also prayer is hugely important. I think if we're sincere before God and we actually pray and we ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our conscience, it's very hard to get away from that. And it's very hard to not receive that supernatural help from God. Because, let's face it, not every moral issue is so perfectly cut and dry and clear. There are so many circumstances and nuances to them that it often is very difficult for a person to make the right decisions, even if he's completely sincere and trying. So we also need that supernatural help from God to be able to shine that light in those places that are usually dark little corners that don't open themselves up naturally to be self-evidently true things. There are so many particulars today that people struggle with. And then there's, I think, so much moral confusion that's out there and not moral clarity at all because of a lot of propaganda that gets put across or a lot of people with contrary views that they confuse issues for us. And people otherwise with very goodwill get taken in by it.
So maybe more these days than normal days, because the culture is not as supportive as it should be. It's sometimes anti-supportive. We need to develop our conscience. But really highlighting conscience is something that's developed. It's something that has to be matured through experience, through wisdom, through learning, through spiritual direction, and through reading. Okay, what other obstacles are there?
Well, I find, too, that I think people, as they develop a certain amount in the spiritual life, even people that are very good and sincere and really want to grow, they get to a point where they get content. You know, it's not the same kind of contentment we were talking about at the beginning, where people are comfortable with the world around them. People, after they start to work in their spiritual growth, reach a certain point where they want to relax, where they want to take it easy and cut back. They're content with what they've achieved. And they start to see the spiritual life as a good feeling, you know, as being in a good place. Having this interior feeling of well-being. And what happens there is that they start to accept as normal course of things small imperfections and small sins that are just, well, that's just the way I am. That's who I am. And these can be very good people who try to pray and going to church and striving for basic moral goodness. But they begin to allow a certain amount of imperfection as just a given in their lives. And
just the way I am kind of thing. Huh?
Yeah, it's just the way I am. That's my temperament. That's my personality and so on. And God loves me how as I am. He made me, He don't make junk and so on. But it really is can be crippling at a certain point in the spiritual life, because the Holy Spirit's pushing us constantly to more and more perfection, to more and more love, to more and more be like Jesus Christ. And it's an ongoing process through our whole life. We don't get to a static point where God says, okay, this person's taken care of. They're wonderful. No, every saint, God's pushing to be holier and holier. And I think we have to see ourselves in that kind of a relationship with God. It's a dynamic relationship where God's grace is continually interacting with my freedom, my choices. And I can never sit still. I can never just drift and float down the river. No, God's always wants greater love out of me. And he'll give me the grace to make that happen. One area where it's very clear is in the area of charity. Who can ever be charitable enough? I mean, what we mean often is that there are a lot of people who are just good folks and they're warm and generous and so on. But even those people who seem to have that natural gift for that, God's calling them to a greater generosity, a greater love, and more surrender to others and more perfection. And he wants them to reach the fullness of love.
We've been listening to Father Richard Gill talking about, in this case, five obstacles to the spiritual life. Father, thank you. I know you're very busy, and I appreciate you coming on the program and sharing this with us. Thank you, Father.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, where we try to integrate the Catholic faith with the best principles of psychology. Thank you very much for joining us. This is your host, Art Bennett.
You've been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This program has been brought to you by Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls airs Monday through Thursday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. on WUST 1120 a.m. and on the Internet at www.wust1120.com. If you'd like to help support this Catholic radio apostolate, your donations will be greatly appreciated. Please call 301-365-0612, extension 106, and have your credit card ready, or mail a check to the Center for Family Development, 7007 Bradley Boulevard, Bethesda, Maryland, 20817. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Copyright 2003, Alpha Omega Radio. Thanks for listening. Depression, anxiety, addiction, isolation, anguish. These don't have to be part of 21st century life or a part of your life. The Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services offers counseling to individuals and families. The faculty and staff are qualified professionals who integrate their Roman Catholic faith with the best of psychology. Here at the Alpha Omega Clinic, we believe that Christ is never far from family life or from our mental health. How could one so close to us be far away in times of trouble? If you or your family requires counseling, consider the Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. We have two convenient and private locations in Bethesda, Maryland and Vienna, Virginia. The number is 703-847-9191. That's 703-847-9191. 847-9191.